Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. You can text the show 786-360-0790-0790. Text on The Ticket are driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. It's a petty Wednesday. Leroy is fresh off his bike ride yesterday in his Apollo Creed / Captain America bike outfit. Beautiful
hey,
thing.
Man.
You guys, if you haven't seen it, go to at 790 The Ticket on Twitter or at Big Mouth Leroy. You guys can see Leroy's biking outfit. Was it snug?
Hell yeah, it was snug. It's supposed to be snug. Yeah. The hell, you ever seen any loose fitting bike outfits?
I don't know. I don't know what the options. I don't know anything about cycling outfits.
Try exercising. You'll be more apt to know what they look like.
Hey man, you've been exercising for a long time too. I've never seen you in something like that. Normally you're usually like layered up.
I know, but here's what happened. On Monday, I did the same thing, but I had on tights and had on my little shirt, long sleeve shirt. And after like 15 miles, I had to call Fonz and tell him come get me.
Oh no.
Because I was dehydrating.
Oh boy.
So
cut and wait for a bout?
No. Now when I go ride my bike, my daughter comes and checks and makes sure I'm not wearing any long clothing items. And then she calls my wife and says, he's good.
He's good. He's passed inspection. Oh, man. Yeah, go check that out, guys.
She goes, Dad, you wearing that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Out in public. On a bike.
Mm-hmm.
In Weston. Right? Now, Weston's really cool to ride bike in because they have bike lanes all throughout Weston. Once you get into Davie, it gets a little more sketchy. But that's just my final stretch home.
Let's get to some headlines, Robbie. What do you got for us this morning?
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Which is brought to you by the Ryan Fields Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenience. So, Leroy, you ready? Tomorrow, golf's coming back, Leroy.
I know. Woo-wee. I know.
Excited?
Yeah. Yeah. I like to see live stuff. I like the Tiger Woods. You know, I'm ready to see a four-day event. I'm ready to see how these guys are. Now, I will say this. Some guys might have more of an advantage than others. Because I know on the west coast of Florida, the golf course is never closed. But on the east coast of Florida, they shut down. Except where you live, Tobin. Because they don't care. In Palm Beach.
Hey, man. Like, why are you throwing me under the bus with that? I'm wearing my mask. I'm still trying.
I'm talking about your area.
Well, listen, I did drive by Dubois Beach this past week, or Dubois Beach. I don't know how it's pronounced. But it's one of those inlet beaches, and it was quite crowded and looked very soupy. So we got the hell out of there. And I did go to one of these sports bars, and it was out the door packed. Like, people on top of people waiting to get in. I'm just like, man, really? For a cheeseburger? I'll go find another place. See ya. Find me a place where I get some plexiglass and some social distancing, Leroy. I want to be eating in a penalty box. That's what I want. What else you got, Robbie?
So I just want Leroy. Like, how are they gonna do these? How are they gonna break up the tee times? They gotta have people start from the back nine, and you know, how are they gonna keep people socially distancing tomorrow?
Well, keep in mind, there's only four people in a group, and usually they're never standing right next to each other, other than the caddy and the golfer. So, I mean, they did it with every group is gonna look like Tiger and Phil. When they did that thing with Peyton, and so there's only four people in each group.
They got golf carts.
But I will say this: the first 2 days is three people in a group, so you got six guys.
Are they gonna mic golfers up? Because I enjoyed that. And are they gonna
Look, stop. Why? You know why I don't like it?
Why?
The reason why I don't like it is because they turn it on when they're mic'd up.
Oh, they're the cheese.
You hear these golfer caddy interactions when they're mic'd up. Stop it.
Now, is this
don't
weekend?
Take that long. You've been golfing your whole life.
Is this weekend is Rory McIlroy golfing?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Well, it's not a major.
It's not a major, so I figure it's a good opportunity for him to win. So I was just wondering.
Really?
What?
Dude, he just turned 30. Go look at that guy's resume.
I know what it doesn't have, a green jacket.
And by the way, the hot spot for golfers is as soon as they turn 30.
Oh, really? Okay.
No, it is. It is. That's when you do most of your winning. I mean, this is just a new age where guys have won so early. But normally, you look at 30s. Phil didn't win any majors till his 30s, I want to say.
Notorious choker, though.
Really? Phil?
Yeah. All right. He was until he won.
Who's more of a choker? Who's more of a choker, Phil or Rory?
Oh, Rory.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
No way. Wait, has Rory ever hit a shot and said, I'm so stupid? Phil actually said that.
That's because Phil turns it on. Like you said, he's a...
No, because he did a boneheaded thing. I think it was Oakland Hills. He had a one-shot lead going into the last hole.
At least Phil doesn't act like he won something major when he wins the Canadian Open.
What now?
When Rory won the Canadian Open, he acted like he was about to get a green jacket. Like, you know, act like you've been there before.
Well, it's the only one he doesn't have.
Yeah, you're right. The most.
Somebody said they believe Rory is golfing this weekend. So, we'll see.
Good opportunity for him to win.
I apologize for starting the headlines with golf. I just have another question for Leroy. So, the golf's back tomorrow, this weekend. You know, the Premier League is coming back in the next week or so out in England.
On
the pitch. So I'm just asking, throwing it out there, why can't the British Open magically come back? It's already got canceled. Why not even know? If they're playing golf because and they're playing sports in England, British Open.
It got canceled more because of the scheduling.
But the, I mean, it would be a month from now anyways. If everyone's playing sports and playing golf again, you know, put it back to on its normal weekend.
Is the weather too bad?
You can't do it. Like, they already restructured the whole thing.
Does the weather get too lousy over there?
I think it's the same all year round.
Just always terrible.
Right. That weather is like Seattle. So just imagine Seattle.
But yeah, it would be the same. Hypothetically, if they were to magically bring it back, they'd put it back on the weekend it's supposed to be. It wouldn't have happened yet if we weren't in a pandemic.
All right. I mean, if they wouldn't have redone the schedule so soon, but one of the reasons why they did it is because you got to plan these things far in advance.
What else you got, Robbie?
All right, Tobin. Sorry for putting off the good stuff. So Brian Windhorst,
my man,
he was on, I believe, Get Up with Mike Greenberg. Yep. I believe this was yesterday, and he was explaining why Giannis and Anthony Davis, it doesn't make sense for them to extend their contract.
Yeah, so the reason that the Supermax was even put into the NBA was for this exact reason, to offer superstars so much money that they don't want to leave. It's had mixed success. The problem, however, is we don't know what the salary cap is going to look like next year. And even if the Bucks went 16-0 through the playoffs, if the salary cap collapses, it may not make economic sense for Giannis to extend. And this could even also apply to the Lakers and Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis could be smiling from ear to ear, so happy to be in L.A., but it may not behoove him to sign a long-term contract this summer. So the results on the floor obviously matter, but the negotiations with the CBA and what happens with the salary cap may matter more about whether these guys re-sign this summer.
And to be clear, that would mean that Giannis would play into the last year of his contract, and then, you know, all bets are off. You never know when things like that happen.
Right, Greenberg. That does mean all bets are off. All bets are in. All bets are off. New dealer at the table.
All right.
Andy Ellisberg about to go to the blackjack table, Leroy. He's about to go like this. Flip the hands over and up. Check the sleeves. He's all good to go because it's time. It's time for Cap Hoist Gracie to go in there and put a squeeze on the Bucks.
Got to tell you, we didn't mention this, but one of the most shocking things that I've seen this weekend was the NASCAR protests. Did you see that?
Oh, no. Listen, that may be a more important topic, but I'm not going to let you skate and take away my glory here and just ignore what Windhorse said about the salary cap going down,
hey,
taking away all shots of the Bucks, locking up Giannis Antetokounmpo this summer, thus opening up the recruitment path in 2021.
What's the word you're going to use this time?
What do you mean?
Because you used up may have.
What do you mean? I haven't said anything about Giannis that's negative.
When Giannis doesn't end up here.
I mean, if he doesn't get up here, then good. He gets to be in his little safe nest of Milwaukee. Good for you. You get to be the next Karl Malone. Enjoy.
All right.
You know?
Okay.
Great. Good for you. But maybe he wants to take a chance. Roll the dice. You know, maybe instead. You ever hear, you know, Leroy, there's no shame in joining him. You know, if he can't beat Bam, join him. You ever think about that?
I can't wait for basketball to get started.
Bam gets out there. He's got that wingspan. He's like a pterodactyl. And Giannis is like, oh, I don't know what to do here. And then he falls on his face. It's very embarrassing for him because Bam just takes his lunch money. You know, Bam doesn't want to take his lunch money, but if it's there for the taking, what are you supposed to do? Pay for your own chocolate milk? I think not. So all I'm saying is, Leroy, he just might get a little exhausted going to battle with Eric Bledsoe and Dellavedova. Is Dellavedova still there, Robbie?
On the Bucks?
Yeah.
I feel like he bounces around between the Bucks and the Cavs. Like, I feel like he
doesn't want to, you know, with the Lopez brothers, you know, they think they're so cute. Oh, let's do some WWE moves. You know who's not doing that? The Heat. You know why? It's not Heat culture going out there and doing the Stone Cold Stunner beforehand. Okay? Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where we are now.
Oh, you know what that time is? All right. Is it time to go out there and pretend you're wrestling, or is it time to go win basketball games? Carry yourself like you've been there before.
Dellavedova's back in the Cavs.
You got a list?
Dellavedova is
list
back
of
there.
Things?
Yeah, he's in the Cavs.
You want to have an actual celebration, Leroy? Put the little horn on your head and go bah. That's a professional celebration right there.
With where this conversation is going. You think I'm more inclined to do more shenanigans or less?
I don't know. I never know.
My shenanigans meter is on low right now.
Why?
Because you just flooded my engine with all your
So
silly
I tried to
sauce.
Overturn and start the car, and you're not doing it. I'm not spraying silly sauce with you. It genuinely does open the door.
You say that every time somebody says that I'm not signing the contract. He'd have a chance.
That's right.
Okay. From 0% to 100.
Yeah.
What do you think the percentages are? All right, why do I ask this question?
Giannis to the Heat, 47%. Up from 43, which was the percentage a couple days ago when you asked me the same question. And that'll just creep up. I need to know. I'll have a better gauge of the percentage, Leroy, when I see what the Bucks do in the postseason.
Somebody said Leroy looked like he got his ass whooped by an American flag.
It's good news. Shout out to Windhorst.
Really? You don't even believe that.
What? He's doing good reporting.
You're really?
Got to give credit where... Hey.
He's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Do I not give credit where credit's due?
Kind of.
I'm not a deflect credit when he
you
when
give
he
credit where credit is due if it fits what you want.
Perhaps.
Right. So if Wendy then tomorrow said, I think the Heat have no chance to get Giannis, then he's back on the wall.
He's a hack. What do I care what he has to say?
All right. At least you did use a little honesty there.
What else you got, Robbie?
Sorry, breaking news just coming in a few minutes ago. That the
Simmons?
The MLS. I probably should have given the Gene Simmons here. I'll give it in there.
It's all good.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
That the MLS is planning to return July 8th, which they're having a tournament format. The MLS is back tournament. It's supposed to come back July 8th. This just broke.
You know what I thought about? I thought about this with the MLS. I saw that they were thinking about doing the tournament in Orlando.
That's what they're doing.
I think that's garbage. We deserve the tournament. Miami deserves the tournament, or I guess in this case, Fort Lauderdale. We've been waiting for soccer for too long. Why does Orlando get to have the tournament? That's not fair. In fact,
would you like to know the reality behind it?
I'll tell you why. Because first of all, you got handsome David Beckham. All right. He's been trying so hard to get this team. All right. We've been waiting for so long for soccer. Why? Why can't you? It seems like they're the closest to getting everything back to normal. You know, maybe I saw NASCAR. They're allowing some fans back to watch some sports. If there's an inkling that's fans are allowed to go watch some sports, Miami deserves to get to watch their soccer team before Orlando does. They've had a soccer team forever up there in Orlando. Successful soccer team, right? But okay. what about Miami, Leroy?
You ready? Very simple. Have you ever been to Wild World Sports?
Oh, yeah.
How many soccer fields do they have?
They got a big complex, but we have a lot of people. Okay.
Where? Where are you going to have all those games?
We got Lockhart.
Kendall Soccer Park.
We got FIU Stadium. We got Marlins Park.
Okay.
Hard Rock Stadium. Plenty of places
you
to
can't
go.
Do, wait, football's coming.
Ah.
What about baseball?
Baseball? Yeah. You think they're going to play?
I'm just saying. Do you still have to take this under consideration when you say we're coming back on July 8th?
Okay, let me ask you this. Instead of Orlando, why not have all the Orlando games in Orlando except for Miami? Inter-Miami.
Oh, that sounds even better. Is Inter-Miami the only expansion team in the history of sports to never play a home game in their inaugural season?
Yep.
Apparently so, yeah. It's not fair. They owe us one, Leroy.
We're 2 days away from the home opener.
They already hosed us with that handball. That was garbage.
All right. They just have more fields. That's it. Leroy looking like captain of the neighborhood night watch. I'll be riding around this neighborhood picture, like Debo.
Picture.
What you got for me, Craig?
I got that little spinny red light on your head, like you're patrolling.
Oh, man, I ride in the daytime.
Hey.
Those night riders are ridiculous.
Hey, how about you pick up after Fluffy there, all right, Gertrude?
Wing, 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 wing.
That's what we had to talk my daughter and say, you know, when you walk the dog, he's a big dog, so you're going to have to carry around. She said, we all going to have to carry a plastic bag and pick up the poop. I say, well, I ain't doing it. Dogs have been pooping on yards for centuries, and now all of a sudden we pick it up with a bag? Biodegradable.
All right. I got more petty stuff to get to here, Leroy.
There's more?
Yeah. In fact, the one that's bothered me the most, I haven't gotten to yet. And I'll tell you who it is next.
15 minutes.
Bom, bom. 15 minutes of heat here for you on 790 The Ticket. It is Tobin and Leroy taking you up until 10 o'clock this morning. You got cucumber water in the midday coming up after us. Zaslow and Jethro, check them on out. Last night, Robbie, did you see that they did the Dwayne Wade game winner at Madison Square Garden for they're doing Dwayne Wade moments now. Non-finals D Wade games on Fox Sports Heat right now.
I remember that. I remember that the buzzer beater in the Garden.
I don't know what's tonight. Maybe I'll catch a little old D Wade action. I didn't watch last night because I was hooked on boxing. I was watching Shakur Stevenson, and who was that heavyweight they had on beforehand? The dude who's 3-0. You know, he had he also has the nickname Big Baby, which is Jarrell Miller's nickname.
And Glenn Davis.
And Glenn Davis. But he was wearing giant Patriots trunks. And
I remember that guy.
The problem was I knew he was gonna win, but I was rooting Anderson against him heavily because of this going out, man. It was really just driving me nuts.
Yeah, didn't he walk into the ring with a Tom Brady jersey? Patriots Tom Brady jersey.
Yeah, he walked in with a Tom Brady jersey and he had Patriots trunks. And so it was a tough thing because you knew he was going to win, but I didn't want him to win because he had the Patriots jersey on. Like, you know, don't hit me in the face right away. I mean, and they were blingy Patriots shorts. And the thing is, like, you can't make the Patriots look cool. Like, it's a nice try, sir, but wasn't your bag yesterday. So there's that. All right. You can text the show, by the way, 786-360-0790. And text on the ticket driven by Kendall Toyota and Wes Kendall Toyota. Let's get to this.
Would you like the response of the dog turds?
Of the what?
The dog turds.
Sure.
I thought I just threw something out there. Like, you know, like folks, you know. Like, I look at people funny, walking around with the bag inside out. Like, there's a covering between your hands and the dog poop so you don't actually have to do it with your hands. Old Walmart bag, Publix bag, or whatever. I think it's crazy. Somebody says, Leroy is right on picking up dog turds. My dog is doing you a favor, fertilizing your dead ass lawn for free. Followed by, out of all the petty nonsense Tobin has spewed today, Leroy just topped it all. Pick up the poop, man.
Pick up the poop, man.
Well, oh, hold on. Because I know how rednecks do it.
What?
You guys just let your dog out, and then he come back when he come back.
No, we take the. I love taking my dog on walks. My little sunny bunny.
And you pick up the poop?
Yeah. Pick up the poop.
You are.
Swear to God. Doesn't bug me. Pick up the poop. Move it on. Throw it out. Now, if it is garbage day, I'm throwing it in somebody else's trash can.
All right.
Great Curb episode.
All right. Let me get to the guy who bothered me the most, Leroy. All right. It's been a petty Wednesday. I've had a lot of problems with people today.
Holy smokes. I didn't think this could last for 4 hours.
Trust me. I just knew. Today you just know you got a lot of things you got to get off your chest. But a lot of it has been old-time enemies who I haven't liked, and they've had things they just say these things like, ugh, it just makes you roll your eyes. And none of them bother me more than this highfalutin Daryl Morey. God, do I hate him. He is annoying. And by the way, this has nothing to do with his tweet. It's this he's holier than thou with the numbers and the chicanery. He thinks he's God's gift to basketball. Nobody ever challenged Daryl Morey and his knowledge of the game. He's just unctuous. Like, I just don't dig him at all. But the thing that makes him even worse is he's got a superstar that just goes hand in hand. A highfalutin superstar in James Harden, who's a trickster. He goes out there, he finagles the referees, he manipulates his way to the foul line. And this quote that he has about him is gross. So this is what he has to say about James Harden. Quote, I don't think the media is super fair to him. I think part of it is that he has a tight circle of people that he trusts. With those people he knows have his best interests at heart. He's had a history with them. He's very gregarious, very open, very smart, just a great guy. And with everyone else, he's just not the opposite. He's just reserved. He's not someone who's going to go be a big media guy or anything like that. So I think it hurts him a little bit. But I can tell you privately, he's like a basketball genius. A great quality human being We've worked together for 8 or 9 years. I couldn't have a better partner to try and win the title. In fact, most days I say I've let him down because I haven't gotten the right players to win a title. All right. First of all, Daryl, basketball genius, you call that manipulation, that fugazi flopping six-step three-pointer basketball genius? Because where I come from, Leroy, you know what I call that? Cheating. And I don't know about you, but the only thing that geniuses hate more than dummies are cheaters. Because you cheat on a test, they'd rather you fail a test than cheat on a test. And what here's what the thing that bothers me about it. Daryl Morey, who's as highfalutin as they come, he goes out there, and what he's really saying is, I'm a basketball genius because this is my best player. He's really talking about himself. When he says that I've let James Harden down, he's like, I've let myself down. Because him and James Harden deserve each other. And by the way, you don't think the media is fair to James Harden, all right? He's been top three in MVP, including winning an MVP over the last 3 years. So what exactly are they not fair with? Explain it to me, Leroy. A guy who falls flat on his face every big moment that comes up. Explain it to me. How is the media not super fair to James Harden? Explain it to me.
All right. So he really didn't say anything wrong.
Oh, his opening line is wrong.
Because if Joe Burrow broke football, James Harden is breaking basketball with how he scores points. Right? With the 15 to 20 free throws. With the three-pointers. Okay? With his ball usage. He is. I'm not saying that can win a championship. But as far as numbers, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You want to know something?
Now, you... Hold on.
Fair. Sorry, I just hate
it. Now, is it as appealing as watching Jordan score 30? No. Because dude scored 30 and only make 9 shots. Or 8 shots. So at some point, it is a little not appealing. But when he goes off for 60 with 10 to 15 threes, that's some amazing basketball. That being said, is it any different than Spo talking about Bam? Or
what?
I'm saying, what is Spo would say things like that about Bam? Or Bam. Pat Riley would.
Maybe
not this offseason because that man need to get his money. So you're going to taper it down a little bit.
Whoa. He compared him to Dwayne Wade this year. They couldn't give him higher praise.
Okay. So what if Tobin and Leroy in Houston are saying, ha! Bam!
Everybody
loves
it.
Let me tell you something about these kooks in Miami.
Here's the difference. One is that Eric Spoelstra is not highfalutin, all right? The guy, when he talks, he makes sense, all right? Because, you know, the NBA is not all a bed of roses.
Hold on.
Because the NBA is not a bed of roses and sunshine, all right? Like steel, it's forged in fire between the hammer and the anvil, all right?
It's like our old quote, you know? Character isn't made in a bed of roses and sunshine. Like steel, it's forged in fire in between a hammer and an anvil. Right now, we're between the hammer and the anvil. This is the NBA.
That's not the same.
Okay, and you know what that was? That was Luke Skywalker talking, and Pat Riley is Yoda. Because you didn't tell me. I had to look behind me. I thought he was talking about something different.
Look, it's not the same. Because, one, you're critiquing a thing that's not true, which is saying, okay, the media is not super fair to him. if you're top three in MVP voting every single year, how are they not fair? I don't understand that. It's not like he's getting left off the ballot. Top three with a win. Doesn't make sense. It's silly sauce.
All right.
He's out here. Media hates him, really? Even though he gets all the votes. How can I take that seriously, Daryl Morey? And you want to know something? You want to call him a genius? All right. But you want to know something? Not all geniuses are alike. All right. Some of them are pompous like Elon Musk. What do I need to go to space for? And some of them are like Jeff Bezos, where I can get, you know, I can get anything I want 2 days later. That's great. All right. Forget about what you think about anything else in their personal life. Just tell me what's more useful. Me being able to get whatever I want in a day or getting to the moon. I'll wait. You tell me which better.
Will you stop?
What?
Will you stop?
No,
that guy didn't say nothing that any other GM or coach would say about their player.
He says, I've let him down. No. He's let you down. Here's the thing.
Wait, hold on. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Who would you say was more responsible for them losing? The fact that they didn't have any complimentary players or James Harden?
James Harden.
So you think they would have won a championship? They should have won a championship by now.
Yep. You want to know why?
Are you lying?
Any best player doesn't
Who are they going to beat?
They don't go.
They were going to beat the Warriors?
What did they miss? 24 three-pointers in a row to let the Warriors win?
Okay, but guess what?
24 three-pointers?
You know who else was on that team? Wasn't Kevin Durant on that team?
No, you're talking about you're talking about the yeah, but you had him on the ropes.
So let me get this straight. On a team that had KD, Russell Westbrook, and James Harden, you gonna put it on James Harden.
We're talking about Oklahoma City James Harden. He also was, by the way, also a no-show in that finals. So you are right. This goes back to his days as a sixth man for the Thunder, where he also choked against the Miami Heat. I'm talking about him on the Rockets.
Okay. Right.
They had the Warriors they had the Warriors on the ropes, Leroy.
Let's be clear. And then Chris Paul got hurt.
Yeah, and then you know what else he did? Missed 24 three-pointers in a row.
Okay. Let's be clear. So Brendan Tobin.
Yeah.
Is saying right now,
yep,
that the Warriors in the last 4 years should have had a championship. The Rockets.
Probably.
So they should have either beat the Warriors. They should either beat the Warriors or the Cavs.
Any real best player?
No. Don't beat around the bush. The Warriors, one of the greatest teams to ever play.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they should have.
They should have beat him.
Should have. They had.
Oh
they had,
my goodness.
Hey, you know what you do? You got to be like Shakur. You got to be like Shakur Stevenson. When you got him beat, you put him away. Give me that body shot, Robbie. You got that body shot. You got to be like, whoop, and he goes, oh, he should have had him. That was the Warriors. You had him, and then you let him up and let him win the fight.
You know what? Every sport has their Utah Jazz. Meaning that you have a championship quality team, you have a really good team, you have a team that will win championships in any other era, but you come across Jordan. You come across the Warriors. Them's the breaks. It don't mean that your guys didn't show up. That means that the other team was just really, really good.
No. You were good enough. You were good enough. The problem is you just don't have the onions. And the problem
is... Oh, here we go. Now we're talking about vegetables again.
History is going to show... You know what? The problem is
history's going to show... No, so when they show the Warriors winning... So when they show the Warriors have winning all those games, they're going to show a picture of Harden with a little bag of onions.
Yeah, they're gonna say, look at this
with those little onions you get in the jar.
Yeah, little baby onions.
Really?
Dwayne Wade's
so does LeBron have the onions?
Yeah, he has the onions.
Because he didn't win every time he went to the finals.
Well, he's also he chooses when and when he doesn't want to turn on the onions factor.
Oh, so sometimes he leaves the onions in the locker room.
Sometimes LeBron leaves the grocery store without checking out. He checks out without bringing the onions.
Oh, he forgot to buy onions.
Yeah, see the 2014 finals or the 2011 finals.
Oh, my goodness. You.
What?
I'm flabbergasted. I have no idea what to say.
Because you are silly sauce. No, because Dwayne Wade never leaves the grocery store without the onions. Dwayne Wade, even if he's about to go to the checkout aisle, he goes.
But if you if you have onions, why do you need to purchase onions?
Forgot. No, because every time every series is a new grocery. You have to go is a new dinner. You have to go buy groceries for.
Oh, you have to freshen your onions.
Of course.
Yeah, you can't leave just the same onion. It goes bad after a while. You have to.
When Dwayne Wade, even if Dwayne Wade is about to go to the checkout aisle, he does one of those little turnarounds.
So another question.
Back.
Now that we're going here, because you tend to pick a play. I love when people do this.
Yeah.
Right? Because Peyton Manning couldn't win a Super Bowl because of him. Dan Marino couldn't win a Super Bowl. They always say Dan Marino could win a Super Bowl. Not all the other stuff going on around.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that in all the times that LeBron has failed, it was because he didn't have the onions. Not because maybe he didn't have the supporting cast required.
Yeah, it's like he knows. Like, for example, like remember the time when LeBron was getting his ass kicked by the Warriors and he did that move where he told Dave McMenamin, hey, ask me a question about a play. And I'm going to recite everything that happened. I'm going to go over my script and I'm going to say everything that happened. What that is that's LeBron remembering his grocery list. So even though he forgot the onions.
Oh, so the answer would have been, you know what? Before the series, I forgot onions at the grocery store.
Right. And then you know what he does after that? As soon as the series is over, he reveals, oh, by the way, I broke my hand because I punched a whiteboard after game one, you know. Make it seem like he was grocery shopping in a scooter.
I would say this, that in most cases, I laugh at your shenanigans. I think they're hilarious.
But this one you're on board with?
On board?
Yeah, you kind of.
I'm not even at the dock. You getting on the boat? You getting on the boat, and I'm at home watching TV. Silliness.
Can I ask you something? Do you like watching James Harden?
I didn't say. Look,
do you like watching James Harden?
Didn't say it was appealing.
Do you think Daryl
James Harden scoring 30 points is like watching a random golf tournament?
Do you think that Daryl Morey is highfalutin?
He does have a way about him.
Yeah. See, you agree with me.
That like makes you want to do a drive by and just punch him.
He drinks the cucumber water.
Yeah, we can.
Oh yeah.
While doing accounting.
Or water with a lemon wedge.
Yeah, while he's got his spreadsheets out,
if I'm eating with you, right, and you say, let me get some water with a lemon wedge, you're going to get the look. I say, because you better ask for some sugars, too, so you can make some lemonade like we do in the hood, so you don't have to pay for lemonade. Just make your own lemonade.
Robbie, do you like watching James Harden play basketball?
No.
No,
I'm gonna watch.
Here, by the way, let's look at it this way: every style of sport that we watch is not always appealing.
True.
Right. Sometimes watching Floyd is discouraging for the people watching it too.
Sure. Or Bernard Hopkins.
Right. But can an athlete get credit for just doing what he does and the way he does it so well that it makes him a great player, even if it's not appealing to the eye?
You can, but don't have another guy come at me. Like, for example, you know what you're doing right now?
Well, you think James Harden signed him up?
You're what you're doing now is you're being boxing purist. So, like, you would say, what's more fun to watch, Manny Pacquiao or Floyd Mayweather? And anybody who's got a brain in their head says, Manny Pacquiao. Obviously way more fun to watch, even if Floyd is the better fighter or even if Floyd has the more crisp style. But unless you're Jim Lamley or the ghost of Burt Sugar, anybody with half a brain is like, yeah, I'd rather watch a Manny Pacquiao fight. It's more fun. But they're like, oh, no, you just don't appreciate it. But that's them being highfalutin, just like Daryl Morey.
What about the ghost of Howard Letterman?
So can James Harden be great at what he does, thus making him a great basketball player, even if it's not appealing to the eye?
Yeah, no one's saying he's not great, but for saying that the media is not super fair to him, he's been top three the last 3 years in MVP voting, including a win. And what you're doing there is you're one of these guys like Daryl Morey looks. He walks around the art gallery and he looks at pineapple on a pedestal and he goes, genius. And it's not art.
So do you like watching Russell Westbrook play?
Yeah.
Because he's also Brick City.
Yeah, he's a Tasmanian devil. Who doesn't like watching Russell Westbrook play basketball?
I mean, he can't shoot.
It doesn't matter. Because sometimes, because he doesn't know that he can't shoot.
Which is the worst kind of athlete. Everybody around you know you can't do that, but you don't know.
You ever buckle? Yeah. Look, Philly cheese. Philly cheese is extremely fun to watch. Philly it's a roller coaster. Cheese. When he fails, you feel sick. But when he does good, woo, you don't know what to do with yourself.
Hey, I'm telling you. Philly cheese is like trying that new scotch.
We're back after this. What is this?
This sounds like you playing the instrument.
I like that. It's kind of like, it sounds like the kind of like the Silly Sauce anthem.
just no instruments, no instrument whatsoever.
I kind of want to remix this with the sprinkler in the background. Throw out the music, Robbie. Crank it up a little bit with the sprinkler. Oh, now we're making music, baby.
So no bike ride today.
No bike ride.
No, I can't. I could go 2 days in a row. I'm really hurting.
Keep it rolling, Robbie. I like this.
But then I got to take a day. I got to take that day off.
Yeah, you got to get it all going.
And then Thursday. And then Friday, I got to take my wife somewhere. So, guess who I was supposed to golf with?
Who?
On Friday.
Who?
Beasley.
Adam Beasley?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Missing.
But I can't go.
Does he? Is he good? Have you ever golfed with him before?
No, he says he's terrible.
All right.
It's just, look, you know what things I... Let me tell you the things I long for, right? Here's what I long for. Any sporting event that involves a journalist, right?
You long for the days where somebody could ask you if you watch the games?
Right. Any journalist, because it's like, I don't think they understand that most of the athletes you see on the field in any sport could do any sport. I'm not saying being, but they just, as a kid, you pick it up and you're able to do it really well. That's one of the traits. Right. So when I see journalists or radio guys or TV guys that think that they're really good at something, right? I'm like, what are you good at? I said, let's play next week, right? They go, have you did it? It doesn't matter. And I'm not the only person like that. But like, yeah, man, sports just worked out.
Who do you got the Marlins taking tonight in the draft, Leroy?
Excuse me? That's how you went in the show? Look. There's four names that could come out of my mouth.
How much more publicized?
And HR is going to call me for all the names because I'm trying to be funny and it ain't going to come across right.
How much more publicized is the Dolphins having a top five pick? The Marlins have a top three pick tonight. It's such a – it feels like this
and
guy
it's not,
be pretty big.
It's not 100 rounds either.
I know.
How does baseball go from like 40 rounds to five?
Well, they've eliminated all their minor league teams.
So how's that going to work, man? You either do or you don't, right?
I guess.
Or you go play in the independent leagues?
I don't know, man. I think they're just – I would guess, yeah, they're going to just control more prospects together, less places to keep them apart. I don't know.
But you can't – I mean, part of the thing about the minor leagues is it's baseball. You're playing baseball.
Mm-hmm.
What are these guys going to do if they're not playing baseball, just working out at camp?
Just do some soft toss?
Yeah, that's crazy. Catch a couple of fungos.
Let's see. The Sun Sentinel. These are players the Marlins could take. Asa Lacy.
A left-hander.
Left-handed pitcher from Texas A&M. I've seen him in a couple mock drafts, Leroy. How about Austin Martin? infielder from Vanderbilt.
Bladé's old teammate.
Yeah, go back to the old Commodore as well.
Well, he's definitely getting called Aston Martin, right?
How about Spencer Torkelson? Based on name, I don't want him.
Nope.
Tank
nope.
The Torque?
Nope. Nope.
Nick Gonzalez, but spells Gonzalez with an S at the end of it, Robbie.
All right.
He led the NCAA in home runs in 2020 before the season was shut down with 12 in just 16 games. Dude can swing it.
First pitch I want to throw at him is the outside slider. Low and away.
Sun Sentinel also has Emerson Hancock.
Georgia.
Right-handed pitcher.
Hey, how we feel about Emerson, the name?
I had one of my fraternity brothers was named Emerson.
Wasn't there a band?
Who?
Emerson, I think Emerson and something else. That was a band. Big famous.
I was not expecting Emerson to look like that. Emerson, the band. Let's see. Emerson, Lake Palmer? Heath Emerson? Emerson band?
Nope, that's not it. Why am I thinking of Emerson and Weld or Emerson and Wald?
What about
somebody
Zach?
Said Barry Jackson would kick your ass a racquetball, Leroy. All right. You know what that is? Let me tell you what racquetball is. Racquetball is a physical activity where if you're familiar with the angles, you don't have to run.
Are you? Is there anything funnier than seeing the racquetball court that shattered at LA Fitness?
Oh, like the glass!
How hard was dude going that he ran through the glass? I've seen it at multiple locations. I can't believe it every time I watch it. I'm just like, really?
Got the band, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. That's the band.
Really? You familiar with that band?
I feel like I've heard it before. I'm not saying I listen to them all the time. I feel like I've seen it before.
Really? All right. I got you.
So no live breakdown tonight of the MLB draft, Leroy. No thoughts?
I don't even know what I'll be doing during the draft.
What else are you going to be doing?
I haven't watched regular TV, dude.
I know. You've been on demand.
Yep. I'm watching Borg just now. Let me tell you. Boy, you want to talk about religion now? Go take a look at religion back in those days with the Vikings and all the in Rome and Paris and France and Spain. Oh, wars over religion.
All right, Leroy, you have a great rest of your day. Good recovery day off the bike.
I'll see you at 2:00.
I'll see you at our brainstorming meeting with our boss, Robbie. Right. I'll see you then as well. Enjoy cucumber water next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.